Welcome to the Head Start Radio Drama. This is the story of the Salty Gingerbread Man.
Once upon a time, there was an old woman with bad eyesight. She wanted to make a gingerbread man for dessert. While she was making it, she mistakenly used salt instead of sugar. But this was her special magic salt she used. And when the gingerbread man came out of the oven, he was alive.
Hello, I'm the gingerbread man.
Oh my, my dessert is alive.
Dessert? Not me. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
Oh, no!
The old woman shouted as she jumped out the window and ran down the path towards the woods. Before he made it to the woods, he met a pig.
Who are you, tasty-looking little man?
Oh, I'm the gingerbread man.
What are you doing?
The old woman that made me is trying to eat me. I want to run away and live my life.
Come here, gingerbread man. You don't need to live your life. I want to eat you.
No way. Trot, trot, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, piggy. I'm the gingerbread man.
Hey, get back here.
The pig shouted as he chased the gingerbread man towards the woods. He lost the pig. But then, he came across a monkey.
Who are you? You look as yummy as a banana.
Hey, I'm no banana. I'm the gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man? Well, what are you doing?
I'm trying to escape from an old woman and a piggy who want to eat me. I just want to live my life as a hard-working cookie.
Then come here. I'll help you be a cookie. I want to taste you.
Aha! No way! Swing, swing as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
He tried as he could. The monkey could not swim through the trees fast enough to catch the gingerbread man. The gingerbread man got away from the monkey and left the woods. He came to a big river with a big city on the other side called Taipei. He didn't know how to cross it. Just then, a fox came up behind him.
Hello, delicious creature. What are you doing?
I want to cross the river, but I can't get wet.
The fox thought about it for a bit and said,
I will let you ride on my back to cross the river.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
So the gingerbread man climbed onto the fox's back, and they went into the river.
Oh, gingerbread man, the river is getting deeper. Jump on my head to stay dry.
Okay, sounds good.
The gingerbread man jumped onto the fox's head. After a few minutes, the fox said,
Oh no! It's getting deeper again. Please move on my nose to stay dry.
Little did the gingerbread man know, the fox was trying to trick him into getting closer to his mouth.
Wow! You are being really helpful to me. Thank you, thank you!
He climbed onto his nose, but as soon as he sat down, the fox attacked. Then, blah! The fox shouted as he spit out the extra soggy gingerbread. And he flew through the air, landing on the other shore. Just then, the old woman, the pig, and the monkey were standing on the shore, watching this happen with their mouths wide open in shock.
No!
They all shouted. The gingerbread man yelled back.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fox. That was much faster than swimming. Now I can go find a job in the city and live my life.
So the gingerbread man ran as fast as he can to get a job as a garbage truck driver in the industry of Taipei City.
The narrator and the pig was played by Sophia. The monkey was played by Brandon. The fox was played by Ray. The old woman was played by Teacher Monica. And the gingerbread man was played by Teacher Matt. I hope you enjoy the story. Goodbye.